Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplains Aaliyah Farrell, a new co-host this semester,
Christian Biwa,
and is hosted by campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are with our guest speaker,
Caden Sires.
Okay, so first we're going to start. Just tell us about yourself, tell us your story, all that good stuff.
Well, like I said, my name's Cadence. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Well, specifically Johnston. I guess since I've come here, people are like, what's Johnston?
What's Johnston? Yeah. But what is Johnston? Is it a northern suburb of Des Moines?
It's northwest. Okay. So, yeah, just outside of Des Moines, but it's like one of the bigger suburbs. So yes, I'm from Johnston. At Johnston, I was on the golf team, dance team. I did show choir and choir. So those were the big things that I did. Here at Graceland, I still do choir, dance. I'm on the dance team and golf. So still sticking with those. And I go to the Northwest congregation at home, which we'll talk about more. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about your high school. How big was it?
I graduated with 650 other students, which for Iowa is pretty big. I think we're like the third biggest school in Iowa. All the other districts are like splitting up, so keeps us at the top for one of the biggest. But
so a little bit bigger than Graceland then.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. My high school was only sophomore through senior. Oh. And that in itself was bigger than coming to Graceland.
Sure.
Okay. Which I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know about this, but I'm so glad it is because I could not imagine going to a bigger school again.
Yeah. Well, we're really glad you're here. So.
Me too.
So Cadence, tell us about your year here at Graceland, your major and your house.
So I'm on Shalom. Go Shalom. I love my house. I'm rooming with Nicole Shear, who's been my best friend for a while, so that's really exciting. And I'm majoring in digital content creation, which is one of the new majors offered here, along with marketing, which I'm really excited about. I have a big interest in marketing and social media marketing, so I get to major in that, which I'm excited about, and the new transformational leadership major for incoming freshmen, and yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier you went to the Northwestern congregation in Iowa. Mm-hmm. So tell us like that was like growing up and just how that church has impacted you.
Mm-hmm. I actually got to grow up with Christian, our co-host, which is really exciting. Yes, Christian, he unfortunately moved to Lamoni during COVID. But for the most part of our life, we were together and we like got baptized together and his cousin Owen was with us. So that was really fun. It was nice to have other youth my age and youth that were like very involved. And yeah, you could say they're fun people. So that was pretty fun. But yeah, after COVID, it was kind of just me. And then there's our friend who's a year older than us named Regan. It was just kind of us too. So once she kind of graduated and she went off to North Carolina, it kind of felt like I was like, just me, because we have a lot of younger kids now, so it's fun to hang out with the younger kids, but it's not the same as having Christian.
Somebody your own age.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. But yeah,
so tell us what brought you to Graceland.
Well, I wasn't originally going to come to Graceland. I was planning to go to Iowa State and I was going to major in some sort of business, I didn't know what, and then minor in leadership. So yes, yeah. I thought I wanted a big university, and this was before Spec was on again. So Spec had kind of stopped for a few years because of COVID, as a lot of us know. But when I came back to Spec, back home, I didn't have like a lot of friends necessarily. I just kind of did like my activities, and coming to Spec and having church members my age, which again I wasn't really used to. Like I had Christian, I had Owen for a little bit, but at this point in my life, like it was just kind of me at church. And so having people all together to like talk about faith and just be in Lamoni, kind of like away from everything else, and just a positive environment, I automatically liked and was like, okay, maybe I'm interested in this. And then when they added digital content creation and leadership, I was like, okay, maybe this is more than just God being like, oh, here's some friends. It's him being like, okay, like, I'm really trying to tell you, like, you can come to the school and be happy. He is right, so.
All right, so you're happy.
I am very happy where I'm at, yes.
We're really glad for that, too.
Yes, well, you just kind of answered it, but what's been your church experience here at Graceland?
Oh, yes, yeah. So, yes, there's so many people around to share just conversation about God, and campus ministries always has something going on. I'm house chaplain for Shalom, so getting to go to the chaplain meetings and reach out to those on my hall to encourage them to go to things has been really, really fun for me. I've really enjoyed it, and being involved in Afterglow and services and stuff.
And Afterglow is the Wednesday night. So have you had a chance to speak at Afterglow yet?
I'm actually speaking on Wednesday.
Oh, this coming Wednesday. Oh, so, okay.
Hopefully after this is posted, you can go.
I don't know. It may take a little while to get posted, but we'll have to see. So
yeah. But yes.
Cool.
Yeah. I sing sometimes, but it's a great way to hear other people. I like listening to other people. I like sharing, but I also like listening to my friends. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about your plans after graduation?
Oh, my.
Now you're in your first year.
I am a freshman, yes. So I haven't thought much about necessarily like where I'll end up, but I know I really want to do marketing and I like the creative side of it. So I'll probably end up at like an ad agency or something to begin with, but leadership is really important to me. So I wouldn't be surprised if I end up moving to a corporate job and doing more leadership and stuff like that on a larger scale.
Yeah, very cool.
What are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future? What is one thing you would want the leaders of the Community of Christ to know going forward?
Ooh, this is a big question.
I know, that's kind of a loaded question at the end.
And for those of you listening to us, you know, we try to keep it where we're flowing, not about a specific time, but it was just announced that Stacy Cram would be the next president prophet, assuming, you know, the approval of her call at the next World Conference. So sort of some big things on the horizon for the church. So,
yeah. Well, I'm very excited about Stacy. Stacy's great. My grandma was the Mission Center president of Michigan while I was growing up. And
who was that?
Deb Crowley.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my grandma. But I spent a lot of my summers up in Michigan, and Stacy would come and stay in us in our little RV, and I'd feel so bad. But no, she's been a big inspiration. It's nice to see, or it's nice to just be around someone who's the same gender as you. It's just nice to have role models, and she's very well spoken and very, very patient, and there's a lot to learn from her. So yeah. I've been fortunate in my lifetime to have such amazing leaders. Obviously Steve Easy, he's great. And so yes, the past of Community of Christ and now the future.
Yeah. So what was the question?
What would you want the leaders of the Community of Christ to know closing forward? Or like, what are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future?
What are my hopes? I'd really like to see more of like younger generations getting involved in like different parts of the church. I feel like currently, you know, like council and just like a lot of the greater jobs in the church. I don't know how to word that group.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're thinking younger people in church employment is what you were thinking.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It'd be nice to see just some younger takes on those kind of things. And it's nice to see younger people there, because then it's more encouraging to those of us that just attend on Sundays, because it's like, oh, I have a connection to these people. And our church is very good about just being connected no matter where we are. And so even though we aren't all together, be like, you can still be like, oh, I want to go to church on Sundays because I'm seeing these people. Oh, I'm talking soft. Hopefully you can hear, still hear. But hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. But I'd like to see younger generation getting more involved. And I think I want that just because, like, I see now, and like at Specs, like smaller than before, and being on campus, we have a big community, a Community of Christ church members, but I believe it's significantly smaller than when necessarily our parents were there. So it's, to me, I really want to build up that community for us again, so that, you know, we may stick with it, and when we're older, like, we'll have those our age rather than just like a few people. But
that's definitely an answer we get a lot, is that we want more younger kids. Like, we definitely talked about it, like, sometimes we'll just go to church and then there's really not that many people, but same time we go to spec and we go to church camps and then there's a ton of people.
Yeah,
like, why can't it always be like this at church? So, like, there's a gap between like camps and church is what, like, we get frequent answers about as well. So
yeah,
definitely hit the nail on the head with that one.
Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
Closing thoughts? Let me think. I feel like in the church, we talk a lot about being peaceful, and I really appreciate that about our church, and how we're trying to make a positive impact in the world. Like, we have a connection with God, but we also are trying to connect with others and show them what we believe it looks like to be a good disciple. And so, yeah, I want to see that in the future still, and I have no doubt that we'll continue to do that, but yeah, I'm just grateful for this church. Pretty awesome.
Okay, so that wraps up everything for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you guys for listening. This is Aaliyah,
Christian,
and Mike
signing off. Until next time.